Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And
again, we'd like to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you were talking about, what holds people back from being successful in regards to money and their belief systems. Would you like to explain a little bit about that?
And that's interesting. I was listening to a lady talk she was at a convention, and she was talking about how people's beliefs, you know, keep people at a lower vibration. The way she explained it, it's almost like the shape of a cone with the alpha on the bottom and the omega on the top. And that's it. Interesting, because what does it say about Jesus? And Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And that's the first thing that came to me when I read that. But a lot of it is, you know, on the lower levels of this scale, you know, these lower vibrations, I was surprised to see that fear and shame were two of the lower level vibrations. And people have a rough time getting past that because they keep holding on to that. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, that definitely makes a lot of sense in how people have been duped in their own way of thinking and consciousness to sabotage what they're capable of co-creating and what they can have in their lives. And this is something that why we have hypnotists to help people to change their way of thinking and change their programming. And they need more hypnotists in the world to do that. That's why people need hypnosis, because it will help to change a lot of programming and a lot of people's belief systems so they don't sabotage what they can co-create.
And that's interesting. I have a question for you. How hard is it to change a belief?
Well, it's just as hard as a saying, you know, 1, 2, 3, and then that's it.
And once a belief has been changed, can you reprogram that so people can be more connected, be more of the positive, be more, you know, successful, whether that be in a relationship or even a business?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why, like you mentioned, this is very important, and this is all to all our callers and listeners out there, that, you know, if there's something that preventing you from succeeding, we recommend that you, you know, make contact, you know, with the hypnotist. Me and Adrian are both hypnotherapists, along with our card readings. So, you know, if you have any questions, you know, go into our website, give us a phone call, and we'll help you in any way we can. Plus, Adrian does readings, and you want to explain that, Adrian, how they could get into your other website?
All you have to do is go to ornum.com, And then on the search, on the very top, you can go to the search engine on Ornum and type in Astromind, which is all capital. And you can register on Ornum for free. And you can get a reading with me for $30. I start my readings at $1.99 a minute. And some days I'll do karaoke on there to help with the energy with music. And then other days I'll just use, you'll just be between me and you, and we'll use the pendulum to look into a much longer detailed reading with you. And I will do some energy clearings for you. So anytime you want a reading, feel free to go into our website, send me an email at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to assist you. Or you can just go to Ornum and purchase credits. But first you have to register, and to register, it is for free. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, we want to thank you, you know, for sharing that with everybody. And one thing that we do know more than any is, you know, when people do things for others, that there should be some kind of energy exchange. And, you know, the kind of readings and stuff that we do, you know, all we ask is just for a small portion that could help, you know, change your life. And I feel that that's a fair price, you know, in order to help others. And again, you know, that's why we have our show. We do give some, you know, sample readings of what we're able to do. We've had some really good results over the years. We've had some confirmations where people have come back and told us that, you know, our readings were right on. And it just makes us feel great knowing that we were able to, or played a part in helping, you know, whatever career or relationship or anything that they're going through. And what else do you have to share, Adrian?
Well, I just like to share that we also like to work with a lot of relationship problems, because we believe that the twin flame energy has a purpose, and it's a higher plan for this great shift that we're going through in ascension. So I just wanted to mention that we're working on a higher plan, and that we don't work alone. I just wanted to mention that.
And that's so true. And even in this chart that I was telling you about, that is one of the highest vibrations of all, and that is love, especially unconditional love. So it's very important, you know, that the twin flame relationship, you know, come together, because along with their energy, it's sent out to millions of people. That's why it's so important that, you know, a lot of people know about their twin flames, so that they could come together and lift the vibration of the world. Because we're getting at a time where, you know, things are changing, the earth's changing, and we need to bring that energy back up to where it should be. I just wanted to share that. Do you have anything else, Adrian?
I think we should start with our first caller.
Wonderful.
Let's go to our first caller from the 619 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
He's back. Hey, Steve.
Hello. And what's your name and where are you from?
It's Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
We welcome you back.
Thank you.
And how you been doing?
Okay.
Wonderful. And what's been going on since the last time we talked yet?
Just trying to connect more with nature.
So, are you trying to be more grounded?
Yes. Very much so.
Great.
Could you do a spread for me?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Have you been feeling a lot of the shifts going on? Any kind of spiritual feeling that you've been receiving?
Yes, the last couple weekends ago was really strong. I mean, it only lasted like a couple days for me, and I got back into my old self again. But for a couple days, it was really strong. I didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not alone, man. It's really strong.
Pretty powerful.
Really strong.
Adrian, do you want to share with Steve some of your dreams that you've been having?
Yeah, I was telling my dad I've been having dreams of giants lately.
Wow.
And I was talking to the giant about this whole spiritual transition that we're going through.
Right.
And he was pretty much explaining everything about that. And I was like, I'd go into detail with you, but it's a long list of things. So.
What he explained to you, does it now make more sense?
I'm sorry?
What he explained to you, does it make it more make more sense now, what's going on? We explained it to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, it really opened my eyes.
Good. And I'm also working on releasing emotional issues from the past. Getting near water is helpful, they say. So that's emotion.
We keep breaking.
Something breaking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't know if it's on your side, Steve, but we keep breaking up.
Okay.
A little more clear.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. that sounded better. And
I was organizing some old cassette tapes. I think that was the noise that I was making. I didn't realize it was coming through.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You're fine.
Yeah, the energy's been a little weird lately. Really heavy.
Very heavy, you're right. You're right. Very strong.
Mm-hmm. The pole shifts.
And how's the weather been in your area?
It's been good, except for today. It's been really hot. It's like an oven. But prior to this, it was fine.
You know, that's interesting because on different parts of, you know, other states, my oldest son lives in Colorado, and he's been experiencing like a monsoon season.
Like a lot of wind? What is that? What kind of season is that?
Well, it's nice during the day, but it rains like crazy at nighttime.
All these weather changes are just incredible.
Yeah. And he was telling us a story where he had heard that, and I'm not sure if it was in, you know, Colorado or not, but a chunk of ice fell the size of a couch and hit a car.
The size of what?
the size of a couch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It just fell out of the sky.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But then I've heard also stories of fish falling from the sky.
Wow.
And rivers turning to blood.
Yeah. You know, are these confirmations from the Bible?
According to my dream, it was.
Yeah. I mean, we hear about giants, you know. We hear stories, you know, rivers turning to blood. We hear of, you know, different things, you know, happening that are out of the ordinary.
Right, right, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of signs out there. You know, whether we want to, you know, believe it or not.
All comes down to choice.
And how have you been doing, Steve?
Every day's different, you know, up and down like everybody else. I'm interested
to
see what the cards have to say.
Yeah.
You got your cards out. Grab your Avalon deck.
Okay. Here's okay, I'm gonna have Adrian he's gonna read you he's going to pull a card for you out of the Avalon deck.
Okay.
Let's see. He got the Fire Fairy. This card represents creative action and optimism.
Optimism?
Let's see. See, there's the goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Now, is this going to cut off at the top of the hour?
Okay, it says the firefighter speaks in ideas into action. She rules the flame of creativity and encourages you to move quickly. She is also the voice of happy optimism, showing you signs and signals and omens to support your dreams. The firefighter gives you hope and courage and ensures you that your dreams will come true if you simply act on them.
Okay.
When the Fire Fairy appears on your path, she gives you a gift, a magical sense of energy to help you to complete any idea you have that serves the greater good of mankind.
Okay.
She signals positive outcomes for your efforts. The Fire Fairy brings you another gift, illumination. When you're in the dark about something, the Fire Fairy leads you in her light so that your path will be fulfilled with illumination.
You're echoing, Adrian.
All things come to light quickly when the Fire Fairy appears on your path.
And what was that, Steve? You said something?
Adrian is echoing.
You're echoing, Anthony.
Oh, was I echoing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not now, but you were.
So Sorry, Jim, we're having a hard time tonight.
You sound fine now.
Okay. I think our cell phones were too close to each other.
Okay.
That might have been causing the echo.
Okay. Do you want me to start over?
Please do, would you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The Fire Fairy speaks into action. She rules the flame of creativity and encourage you to move quickly. She is also the voice of happy autism, showing you the signs and signals and omens to support your dreams. A fire fairy gives you hope and courage and ensures that your dreams will come true if you simply act on them. Okay. Did you hear all that?
I did.
Okay. When the fire fairy appears on your path, she gives you a gift, a magical sense of energy, to help you to complete any idea you have that serves the greater good. She signals positive outcomes for your effort. The fire fairy brings you another gift of illumination. When you're in the dark about something, the fire fairy leads you to a higher light, so that your path will be fulfilled. With every work that you do, and all things come to light quickly when the fire fairy appears on your path.
Wonderful.
So what do you get from all that, Roy?
Well, I'm getting that, you know, and I've always told Adrian that we don't work alone. And what the fairies are is, you know, some of our archetypes, you know, that work with us. And they give us the guidance, you know, that we're looking for.
Yes.
They'll help us along our path when we think that it's, you know, all dark.
Right.
And the main thing is to, you know, follow, you know, that your intuition and to allow, you know, these archetypes, you know, to work with us along with the ascended masters and the angels. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, it sounds like she has a second gift for him.
Say that again, Adrian.
Kind of like,
say that again, I didn't hear you.
From what I was gathering from it, she wants you to see something that you're not seeing, like something coming to
light.
Right.
There's been something I've been wanting to, they've been wanting to show me, but for some reason I've not been able to see it or been unwilling to see it. So I'm wanting it to come to light. Just
could
the light
be a
off.
Barrier.
Yeah.
Have you been focusing on a business adventure?
Yes.
Because I just pulled the three cards and it says that, you know, you will have a good, are you planning on doing a partnership?
Yes.
Okay, because it's saying that you're going to have good, you know, for a partnership. And with this, it's going to bring your ship in.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And the main thing, it's going to be like a recovery from an illness, and it's going to bring a lot of money and good luck.
Well, I mean, I feel I'm healthy, but I hardly ever get sick, so I don't know what, I can't relate to that. But,
Well, an illness could be something that, you know, we hold within ourselves that we haven't gotten past. I mean, it could.
Right, okay.
It don't always have to be physically. It could be emotionally.
Right.
It could be spiritually.
Right. It
could be even be a barrier that you're breaking.
Yeah. Could be a blockage.
Kind of like a fever.
I'm working.
It's like you're breaking it.
Right. That's a symbolic.
Yeah.
I'm working to remove any barrier so that I can experience this illumination. I really am.
And what it's saying that in the past you've had some, you know, unlucky speculations, you've been disappointed in, you know, not only in losses, but, you know, in friendships also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But who hasn't?
Yeah. Yeah. But that could all change, you know, with this, you know, this venture that you're, you know, going to be starting. Is this something that's in the works right now, or are you already, you know, making plans?
I'm just making plans on my own. That partnership hasn't arrived yet, but it's
okay.
been predicted many times by others. So.
Good.
So it'll manifest then?
Yeah.
Right, right. And they've been wanting me to pray more lately, which I've been
wonderful. Doing. Actually, me and Adrian are focusing on a new adventure that's coming our way. We're going to be leaving to Las Vegas next month.
You mean moving or just taking the trip?
Well, it's going to be we're going to be doing some research and
okay.
seeing what works there and what don't work and see how, you know, people go along with, you know, what we have to offer.
Right, right.
And how they respond.
Exactly. See if that's a good market.
Yeah. And from the last time we were there, we were just there less than a month ago, and it's right now it's an open market for us.
Well, you used to work in Vegas, right?
Actually, what's interesting about this is we were in Caesar's Palace and Celine Dion was performing there.
Right, right.
And we were in those little forum shops that they have in there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sort of lost because, you know, if you're not in there all the time, you forget your, you know, the building's so big. But anyway, we just happened to pass, and there was a lady and a man walking, and she was really, you know, thin, and I noticed he was a lot older man than her, and I thought, that is Celine Dion. And I told this to Adrian and my wife, and it was. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right,
a celebrity sighting.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have went further, you know, started acting like a, you know, great man, but to keep
their feet, you know.
You know, they probably get this all the time, you know. And
yeah,
so we didn't make a big deal out of it.
I would be the same way because they get bothered all the time by people, you know, and they should have some privacy themselves.
Yeah. And they seem to be enjoying, you know, their time by themselves, and I didn't want to ruin that moment for them.
Exactly, because celebrities, everywhere they go, people are stopping for autographs and everything. They just don't have a moment to pee. That was nice what you did.
Yeah. Well, something that told me, you know, to give them their time together, their space.
That's nice.
And it was just amazing, you know, how many people, you know, you walk by, you know, you're walking, you know, there's thousands of people there, and they're all hoping that they're going to see a celebrity.
And then they're right in front of your eyes, but you're not even looking, you're not even seeing them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my birthday.
And it was Adrian's birthday that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When
so
it
was
part of. How long ago did this happen?
This has only been, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a Cancer?
Hello.
Adrian, are you a Cancer or Leo?
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. Actually, it happened on June 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's been a little bit longer. We're already in August, so.
Yeah, that has been longer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seemed like it was just yesterday.
I want to thank you both for that reading. That's very, very, that's giving me more hope. So I appreciate
well,
it.
Well, we.
You need every, every once in a while, you need.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what we, you know, enjoy doing more than anything is sending out these messages, whatever knowledge that we have, whatever energies that we have, you know, and just spreading it, you know, as much as we can. And I think that's important for all readers and people who are connected, you know, to a higher source. Because I honestly feel that the time coming for all of us,
I remember you said the same. You used to have the same
people. Remember
when you used to have the same people calling all the time, like Shannon and Sheena? It's different now. You don't get the same type of callers anymore.
No.
And they used to call in like all the time.
No, all the time. Apparently every day
yeah.
we call. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
same
problem.
The main thing is, you know, we're not here to, you know, go along with the drama. That's not what we
right.
do.
Right, right.
The main thing is we're here to help them to elevate and make them feel better about themselves.
We all have the ability
to
heal.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all spiritual warriors.
I better turn in. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. Long time listener and caller.
And support.
And
by,
support.
By the way, was Elena on yesterday?
Actually, Elena decided to go off in a little different direction.
Okay.
No. She's going to, what's interesting, we found out she's going to be in Las Vegas the same time we are.
Right. She's going to have some of the programs I saw
yeah.
on her website.
Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful.
And I told her we'll have to hook up when we're down there. Let's
have lunch together.
Yeah. We're good friends with Elena. We've, you know, we not only just talk to her, but we, you know, have, you know, a lot of talks with her also, you know, on when we're not on the air. Yeah.
Connection.
Oh, cool.
With her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful lady.
She is wonderful.
She's amazing.
And I'm just glad that we know her. You know, that's the main thing. And we're glad that we know you also.
Thank you, Roy and Agent.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let's go ahead now, Adrian, with our next caller.
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Stacy, and I'm from Florida.
Stacy, and we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
I wanted to know what do you see coming up for me in regards to a job.
How long have you been out of work?
Since May.
Since May. And what kind of work do you do?
It's in the healthcare field.
Oh. And that's interesting. I was reading an article not long ago, and I guess Florida has been being affected by this Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have something to do with your losing your job?
No.
Okay. It's fine. What's coming for you? Living at home?
Excuse me?
Are you living on your own or are you living with your family?
Yes, I'm living on my own.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Because it's, I'm seeing that you had a broken relationship. Were you married once before?
Nope.
And what happened in your last relationship?
I just got tired. I just didn't want to deal with it. Tired of the lies, being ignored.
Mm-hmm. Have you been putting in a resume?
Have I been doing what?
Have you been sending out a lot of resumes?
Not a lot. Well, I did a lot.
Okay. Because my guides are telling me that you are going to have some success in your career. And I'm getting that this will happen within the next 3 months. So you're probably looking, what is August? By October. Yeah. You'll be, what about the job status there? Are they looking at that?
You said something to me?
Yes. What about the job status? I mean, is there a lot of unemployment in your area?
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
In Florida, period.
In Florida, period, huh?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. What do you feel is causing that?
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Well, it's like people are being laid off, government shutting down stuff, you know.
Is there a lot of businesses that are shutting down? No. You know, it's
economy. And it's summertime.
Say during the summer. What about the tourist rate? Are they
not getting the tourists?
Well, I'm not in that field. I guess hospitality still goes.
Yeah.
Are you, you say you're in the medical field. Are you a registered nurse?
Yes.
Because,
what I'm getting, you know, there's a calling, you know, for a lot of medical, you know, especially if you're an RN.
Yeah, but when you, like, 1 minute that you get called, next minute you're scheduled, and then they call off, and then you do private. Last case it was private, and the lady died, so.
So there's not very many full-time positions, or are they on call?
Well, I know with me, I work with a team of doctors, and I've gotten 3 calls, and none have manifested, so.
I'm getting, agents get in that there's an energy
block going on.
There's a what?
An energy blockage in your energy field.
Energy blockage in what?
Yeah.
What regards?
Well, it has a lot to do with your chakras locking up. There's something that could be from either past lives or something that a fear that you have or something. It could be anything that could block your energy field from allowing it to manifest.
Would you give agent permission to take a look into that and clear that blockage for you?
Yeah.
Okay,
he's going to go ahead and get his charts and take a look at that for you and find out where that blockage is at.
first you need to find out is this mine to do. And it's saying yes. Okay. Can this be done? Yes. Is this an energy blockage that she's experiencing? 60%? So that's 60%. That's a definite yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and is this the time to do it? Okay, she's ready. All right, so let's go ahead and see what the blockage is. Is this mental or emotional? We need to go to the source of condition chart and see if you need a realignment or find out what you need in order to accomplish this journey that you're embarking on. So we have to go to the master chart, and this will identify what we need to look at. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, environmental. Guilty, what this is. Blockage. Okay, this is something emotional. At what percentage? 30%. Okay, it's also something mental. What percentage? And that one is 10%. So the lowest is the mental part, and then emotional. Is this a subconscious blockage that needs to be reprogrammed? Yes. Okay. Show me what else it is. Anything else that needs to be cleared? Interesting. She even has some energy blocks in her home, too. Do you have a lot of clutter in your home?
Huh?
Is there a lot of clutter where you live?
Clutter?
Clutter, yeah.
Kind of.
Okay, so that needs to be cleared. And somehow it's blocking your flow of energy. That's the best.
Have you ever heard of feng shui?
Yeah.
See, what happens when there's a lot of clutter, you know, in our homes or surroundings? It prevents the chi energy flowing, you know, into our home or, you know, area where we live so that, you know, more abundance will come into your home. If it's having trouble coming into your home, then it's going to go out the door. And that's why you're not getting the kind of job or the kind of money that you want to make.
The flow.
Yeah.
This is affecting your emotional and your mental well-being. And it's creating subconscious blockages. A lot of negativity where you're at.
Is your mom and dad still alive?
Yes.
Have they been supportive with you?
In what ways?
Well, you know, you being out of work and, you know, in the area where you're living.
I'm basically doing my own thing. I don't put my troubles or my problems on them.
What I'm getting is this something that you've always done with your parents?
I mean, I'm grown. I have my own home and stuff. I don't call on them for nothing. I mean, they didn't raise me, so, hey.
Well, they didn't raise you up.
No, they didn't.
Who raised you up?
My grandparents.
Okay. So there is some blockage there between you and your parents. So that's part of your family lineage, what you're experiencing also. Adrian's still making the clearing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to help you to be more in alignment, be more, you know, balanced, be more cleared, you know, in your energy field. And you'll start seeing some quick results once this is done.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to bring those up to 8% vibrational frequency. You know, lock this in place in your energy field
and clear out any negative energy that is released from your energy field now. And then the energy is restored now, clearing it now. And then we'll let it in the field. And then we'll let it off in the field. And then it'll be 8%. And then we'll let it off in the
field.
You
might
feel this. This is kind of in the energy. You might feel that sense of the energy where it's been down.
Wonderful. We don't know, you know, if you're sensitive to energy, but did you feel any kind of shift in your energy while you were doing that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you feel?
I felt like it's hard to explain. It's it's like a energy, and you just feel it like flowing. It's a common feeling.
Wonderful. Now, we've had that confirmation before.
Like something just comes over, just something like, it's like a chill, something just comes over. But it's common.
You feel a lot lighter than you did.
See, with the blockage, what it does, it causes that energy to be a lot heavier,
mm-hmm.
a lot more stagnant.
And not the flow.
And you know, you don't have the flow, but now you do.
Let me check your chakras and make sure that you don't need any chakra healing. Okay, with the clearing that they did.
So that corrected out even your chakras.
It realigned everything. If you need any additional colors, it was on color therapy. Not saying no. Okay. No, not at the time.
I just wanted to share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, after I was born, my mother, you know, gave birth to me, and she was at a very young age. And she wasn't ready to be settled down raising, you know, a baby. So she decided to have my grandmother raise me up and my aunt. And, you know, I knew this as I was growing up. You know, I tried to understand that. But it was still difficult that me and her didn't have any mother and son relationships. Because I never did know my father. I had only heard about him as I was growing up.
No.
But a lot of it is, it causes blockages. And these blockages could, you know, happen subconsciously without us even knowing. And I feel, you know, that the work that we did tonight for you
mm-hmm.
will help you to get past that so that, you know, you've come a long way. You know, you've been able to not be dependent on others. You've been independent. And you know, the main thing is this is going to help you so that you could continue, you know, along your path and start manifesting the kind of job and the kind of pay that you want and so that you'll be more successful in your career. I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, thank you.
And how does this all feel for you?
Feels good. Feel the sense of light. Light, feeling lightness.
Wonderful. I mean, you have the ocean right by you.
Yeah.
Now, me and Adrian and my wife have been to Florida before, and we think the energy there is so great, being next to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And my guides are telling me that you need to spend a little more time and bring some of that energy, you know, to you by, you know, just going for a walk along the beach.
Yeah.
And that'll help you to be more grounded, you know, be more in balance, be more in alignment.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And we're going to go ahead with our next caller now. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to the next caller from the 505 area.
Hello. Hello. And what's your name and where are you from?
Well, my name's Janet, and I'm in New Mexico.
New Mexico, Janet. Wonderful. Janet, we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
Well, I'm going to ask a difficult thing of you. Is it possible that you could work on clearing the chakras of my son without him being here in this, where I'm at?
Yes, we can. The main thing is we don't do anything without asking permission first. Adrian will have to, you know, get on his charts and ask for his permission.
Okay. And I don't think he'll get it because I just spoke to him about it and he's not believing in this side of the world. So I guess it's out. But would you mind seeing if mine need to be cleared?
Let's check real quick. Like I'm getting that when he tells you something, he's not telling you what his spirit is telling him.
I know. He's shut down.
Yeah.
I know that. That's why I'm not pushing it. I'm hoping that as he's home longer with me, he will open a little bit at time. And I just hope he doesn't lose job opportunity while this waiting period needs to be played out.
Yeah.
I know. I understand.
Adrian, no.
Well, his soul gives us permission. I ask if this is mine to do, so yes. I ask if this is time, and yes, this is time. So now I ask if it's done. It's clearing. And yes, it can be. So we do have clearance. We have an opening. So we can go in and we can look for clearance. And first we need to find out the mental thing that we need to clear. So yes, he does need mental healing. Does he need emotional healing? And it's saying yes. Okay. And that means his chakras realign at this time. And it's saying yes. Because you need more color in his life. Color for it. And it's saying yes. Okay. So let's go ahead and do the realignment. And then we can do the mental and emotional healing and find out what negative emotions he's experiencing. Alright, go ahead and show us what chakras in the room. In the heart, the base, and the crown. It doesn't surprise you that it's the crown because you don't believe in God or energy. Where is the crown? What percentage? 20%. Okay. Go ahead and bring that up to 80%. And all the chakras and the alignment back to the original percentage. I'll bring it up to 80%. Bring it back down to 50%. Go ahead and balance it in, lock it in the place. Get additional healing at this time. and bring a firewall of 100% protections in a sacred space of energy field and lock in his chakras. And then lock him in place. Okay, does this body need any additional clearing at this time and integration? They know what percentage is his chakras now. Okay, that got that up to 100%. Okay. What's the mental percentage that he's at now? Okay, that's at 10%. So I'm bringing that up to 80. Vibrational frequency energy field. And emotional needs and mental. Okay, and lock him in place. Drag it out. Okay, good. So go ahead and bring that up to 100% firewall. To protect him from anything, any dark forces that do not dance in the light of God. And lock that into place. Does he need any additional friends at this time? Okay, no. Okay, so we're clear.
I just wanted to share something while Adrian was doing this work for your son. Was your son, when he was younger, was he a little more difficult for you to raise?
Yes. He's got his own mind. He was hard-headed. And in school, I had to, it was hard to get him to study and work on his studies. Just defiant.
What about his anger?
What about his what?
Did he have a lot of anger?
Yes. There was abuse as he was growing up. And he's aware of it, and he thinks he's working through it. But he's not working through it as it's going to take him quite a while. I had the same kind of thing I had to work with, and it took me quite a few years. So yes, he's got anger. He's working with, and he's a very big-hearted person. Does he have what?
Autism.
Autism. I don't know. They thought he had ADHD when he was younger and had him on medication for a while. But he refused to take it, and it didn't seem like it was doing much different.
Does he have autism?
He has to really...
Depends on the same. No, he don't have autism, but he does have H. What you're telling me. Yeah. So that's the higher percentage.
The higher percentage of what?
Of what you just told me.
ADHD.
Yeah.
I have a hard time pronouncing it.
Letters.
ADHD.
ADHD, yeah. So he has a high percentage of it.
Yeah, he has that. That's like up to like 70%.
So you
what
looked
happened?
At his chakra.
Did your phone die? We lost Roy. Do you have any other... you wanted me to do a clearing on you, right?
Yes. Did you do a clearing on him then, or just look at him?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you for that information.
Let me just see really quick if he needs a realignment.
Yes.
Do we need any additional clearings, realignments, whatever? It's saying no. Okay. So that's not the time for that. Let's go see if you need any clearings at this time. Chakra clearing, and it's saying yes, and that's at 80%. So you really need it bad.
Wow, okay. And it's funny because I had to have it done earlier today, but I've been going through a lot today in everything.
Yeah, you've been going through a way lot of spiritual transformations.
Yes.
Okay, just show me what she needs realigned in her chakras. So it's saying your heart center, your spleen, your minor chakras, and that's it. I guess that's it. So let's go ahead and see if you have any leaks in your aura, your energy field. It says they're closed, so that's good. You don't have no leaks. Any excess? So no. Okay. Deficiency, contamination. And it's saying no. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring that up to 80%. Is 80% good? Okay, that's good. Okay, 80%. Go ahead and lock that into place. Balance it out, bring it up to 50%. And go ahead and lock that baby into place, find it out. Ground it out, there you go. Bring it up, there you go. Lock it in. Okay. Oh, I felt that one. I felt a burning flame just go past me. Let's go see if you need a realignment. Does she need a realignment? Yeah. I figured you did. Okay. You need a realignment. Like realigning a car. And then I call this the clock, so I'm going to realign your clock and realign you to your higher self.
Thank you.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. You're ready. It's just mine to do. Yeah, I figured it would be. Okay, go ahead and realign her up. And lock it into place. When you're ready. Take your time. Show us where you need to go.